Please welcome Mayor of the City of Toronto, His Highness, His Majesty, John Tory, everybody. How do you like that?
At ease.
You know,
I will say I'm a little disappointed because Jeff Blair and Paul Jones, they had me actually in the studio yesterday, and I know you keep your distance from me by having me on the phone. So.
That is such a whitewash lie.
They asked really good questions, too, by the way. Really good questions.
Don't look for that here.
Yeah. I'm not here to ask questions. I'm just here to be an idiot.
Okay. Oh, fine. Well, good. Well, you're doing a fine job. I mean, you're batting probably around, you know, Tulowitzki's at 305. I'd say you're probably at, you know, 495, 500.
Yeah, probably. On idiocy, I'm batting 1,000. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hey, John Tory.
How about them Blue Jays?
So listen, let's get to it. What do you make of the whole thing? Because the last time you were on the show, well, the last two, three times, you're like, hey, can you talk to the guys at Rogers to get them to open up the purse strings? Well, did they ever?
They've done that, eh? I mean, it's 40 million plus, but I mean, I guess, and look, I'm not going to second guess, far be it from me, but they still need to address the biggest hole they've got if they want to make, you know, catch back up, which is a few arms. But having said that, I mean, this is bold, and this guy is, you know, having a good year, and so it'll just bolster their offense. But offense hasn't most of the time been the problem. But I'm glad. Look, it means they're not standing pat and doing nothing, so I guess this is a good sign.
Maybe they took some of the money in the budget and the steam cleaning from your predecessor's office.
I'm not even going there.
Yeah, but you want to, John.
You can bait me as much as you want. I'm not going there.
John, what's more exciting, this Tulowitzki trade or the fact that the HOV lane is back down to 2 instead of 3?
Well, I guess it depends on who you are, but, you know, the HOV lanes being down to 2 this morning is good news. It's something that I pressed for. The 3 was supposed to be in effect through the Parapan games, and, you know, they did make that one change. I had suggested they start the whole thing later and have it last for a shorter time and change the 3 to 2 people in a car throughout the whole of Pan Am and Parapan, and they did agree to the one change for Parapan, so I think it's good. I think it'll mean more people are using those lanes and fewer people, therefore, will be frustrated.
John Tory, our guest, Mayor of the City of Toronto. So we just finished talking about the Blue Jays. They make a big trade for Troy Tulowitzki. Yeah, that's good news. HOV lanes back down to 2. There's good news. But you did say something in May of this year that there wouldn't be any toll routes. Now, then I heard you say the other day, and I wanted to say, hey, Johnny, listen, is there really going to be a toll on the HOV? They call it the HOT lane now on some of the arteries coming into the city?
What I said, Dean, was that the province had made it very clear and that I accepted the fact they'd said it in two different budgets. The province has said they're going to create these HOT lanes. Now, they can create it on their own highways. A lot of people don't know the difference, but the 401, 427, 404 are provincial highways, and they rule the roost there in terms of what lanes are created. The Gardiner and the Parkway are city roads, so...
What are you going to do with those?
We control that. And so I'm sort of waiting to see, because Kathleen Wynne, while she said she sticks by their budget statement that they're going to create these HOT lanes, she hasn't said where, she hasn't said on what terms, she hasn't said why. Meaning, what are they going to do with the money? So we'll wait for them. I just took note the other day. What you heard me saying was I take note of the fact the province has said twice in two budgets they're going to create HOT lanes, and I'm on notice of that, and we'll wait and see.
Yeah, she's a liberal, so we don't necessarily believe half the stuff she says. But that's sorry to get on the soapbox. Listen, one of the other things I wanted to ask you about is the Pan Am Games went so well, and I saw you waving the flag and then handing it to this guy, and then he gave it to a guy from Peru. You got like a D plus to an F in flag waving, by the way.
Well, I'm deeply hurt by that. I mean, who's doing the marketing?
Me. I was watching, and then you started laughing. I'm like, oh, John, hey, he loves that thing.
I actually, they told me what I did was I waved it too fast, you see, so as a result it sort of gets, and they told me there was some chatter about this online, but this is sort of fits in, Dean, with my general lack of knowledge about Kanye West. I mean, I thought he at least was an honorary Canadian, but I made a bit of a mess of that, but then I had a video. Maybe I should now do a video about my flag waving and make fun of myself.
Because yeah, we should.
Like making fun of yourself.
No, it takes the bullets out of everybody's gun, right?
Yeah.
John Tory.
It's almost as easy as making fun of you.
Yeah, that's no big deal. People have done it for months. Let me ask you, too. So the Pan Am Games, a smashing success. Even my cynical self could appreciate the unbelievable job the City of Toronto had done on a budget and with the volunteers. And, you know, it's huge. It's bigger than the Winter Olympics. Winter Olympics had three times the amount of volunteers. It was a very proud moment, specifically coming up to the end, how well the athletes did. Now, what happens because we got Obu saying, hey, listen, we're going to try and get the Olympics here to the City of Toronto in 2024. What is the process now, and where are you at with it?
Well, I'm at not even beginning any kind of process until the Parapan games are over. We've got to focus on making sure those are just as successful, and that's another sort of week or so. After that, I'm going to do what I think people would expect me to do, which is to sort of analyze the actual numbers based on sort of Pan Am and measure its success. Analyze the numbers on what it actually is going to involve to put in an Olympic bid properly and where that money is going to come from and all that sort of thing, what the benefits are, and consult people, consult business, consult labor, consult the public, consult the sports world, because I want to make this decision not based on the kind of euphoria of the morning after what was a huge success, and I'm really proud of how the city put on Pan Am, but rather on a, what people would expect of me, which is I think you make the decision on a rational basis of what's really good for the city in 2024 and so on. Marcelo Abu's enthusiasm is infectious, and he's a huge booster of the Olympic movement and of the athletes, which is great. My job is different. You know, my job is to decide what's in Toronto's best interests, and that's what I will try to do.
So you're just saying, cool the heels a little bit, Let's get through this, and then we'll see what happens. Well, what is the process then? Do you have to fill out an application? You yourself have to do it, no?
I have to send, if we want to do this, then I have to send a letter on the 15th of September, co-signed by myself and Mr. Abu, and there's no, so that people will know that are listening, there's no money involved in that. That's taxpayers' money. There's a deposit of $150,000 that comes from the Canadian Olympic Committee. So that's what has to happen by September 15th. But we're a long way from that. I mean, we've got to begin a process as soon as Parapan's over, and we'll only have about a month of trying to really analyze the merits and the lack, you know, the things that are not so meritorious about doing this and come to the right decision. And that's what's tough about these jobs. But, you know, we'll do our best.
John, do you feel that now it seems like the IOC is above board and maybe those previous ways of getting an Olympics aren't what they used to be, and you'd be a lot more comfortable with this city bidding for an Olympics?
I can only say two things on that, Dean, because it's a really good question. I mean, number one, they say the rules have changed. And they say the rules have changed, for example, to actually favor things like temporary facilities. So you don't have to, you know, put in this gigantic bid that contemplates building everything permanent and new. And the second thing I'll say to you is I met Dr. Thomas Back, who, by the way, has a very soft spot for Canada because he won his Olympic medal in Montreal in 1976. He's the president of the IOC. He sat in my office and said to me, you know, we're past the point where we can have these bids anymore where it's simply a matter of who has the most tonnage of spending money, because they realize that at some point in time nobody's going to bid anymore because they won't be able to. So he claimed to me, and he seemed like a really sincere, decent man, that times had changed, the rules had changed, and so I think he's the kind of guy that means it. So I think the answer to your question is yes, because frankly, if it was some kind of corrupt process where it was only based on who could bid the most money, I would be right off the bat just saying, well, look, let's not bother with that. But I think now what we have to do is have a careful, rational, kind of sensible examination of all the facts, as I was mentioning earlier, and then make a decision, whatever that might be.
John, where does a new stadium factor in all of this?
Well, isn't that the biggest question, Dean, because if you listen to Dr. George Back, he would suggest that, you know, you don't have to build a huge Olympic Stadium type or Beijing Bird's Nest type thing that's permanent. You could build something that is temporary or is going to be entirely repurposed. And that's what he says is a change that's taken place in the rules, that they used to sort of frown on that sort of stuff, and now they actually look like they're encouraging it. And so, you know, I mean, the bottom line is there has to be some place that seats a lot of people that is probably not the Rogers Center for the opening ceremonies and various things like that, and that's one of the things you have to take into account. And you have to take into account, everybody's just saying, well, we've built all the stuff we need for the Olympics. Well, I have other people telling me that the Aquatic Center, which is a beautiful, wonderful building that I was fortunate enough to go to for the swimming, is not adequate. So, you know, if we have to build another one, then that's going to factor into people thinking about this. And these are the questions where I think the public deserve to know the facts, and I have to know the facts before I can decide if I'm going to sign a letter or not, and that's exactly why I'm being very careful about this.
Hey, brother, listen, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. As always, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Batting average, okay? I mean, I think you're doing okay, but, and by the way, you know, Blair and Jones did have me in the studio, and I didn't bite them. It was very
pleasant. Well, why don't
keep me at the distance from the phone. You're afraid that I might look you right in the eye and sort of call your bluff.
Okay, so here's the deal. The next time you're on the show, you have to come in live.
That's a deal.
Okay, done.
You have coffee there?
Tons.
All right. Talk to you.